Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novelist Podcast, episode 164. Today we are reading chapter 56 of the novel and family drama Just Won't Stop Book 3 by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Psalm 73:1. Within less than a week after returning to Oklahoma, Joshua arranged a meeting with himself, Jonathan, and Mr. Dublin, the station manager at the television station. "Now, Pastor Jonathan, I'm sure you understand this is a matter of keeping our word to our listeners, but I'm a family man, and I don't want this to cause a rift between you and your wife. So what we'll do is arrange for your last errand to be an interview, and you'll share with our listeners your dreams and goals for your church. Then you can ease right into an apology for exiting the program before schedule." "That sounds good to me," Jonathan said, "but my wife suggested something I think may go over better with our viewers. Her idea is to stage an argument on the show based on the real disagreement we had, and then end the show with its resolution." "Hey, that's going to work even better," Mr. Dublin said after Jonathan shared Monica's idea with him. "We can do it at your house, say on Tuesday after lunch." The last airing of the Young Preachers Club Network reality show with Jonathan and his family was a hit. "And believe it or not," Jonathan said to his family back home in Texas, "that last show probably brought more visitors to the church than any other previous airing." "That's how God works sometimes," his father told him. "What you think will be an absolute disaster, as long as you're being obedient to him, he will turn it around and make good come out of it. Just stay focused and keep the vision of the Great Commission before you and walk in humble obedience. The important thing is you saw where you were wrong, finally accepted the rebuke, changed, and was willing to lose some notoriety so God's name could be lifted up," his mother said. "Well, don't you feel better now that you were there by his side?" Mother Montague said to Monica. "Yes, I do," Monica admitted. "And I also learned selfishness is close to pride, and it only covers your blind spots more and prevents you from seeing how you contribute to a problem." Pastor Richardson placed a call to Brother Montague and Brother Reynolds after viewing the interview and last airing. "I saw a truly humble man tonight. I'm ready to place the offer to Jonathan now. God's got his attention, and I feel in my spirit he'll think twice before taking another detour off the straight and narrow path." "Well, what about Ninth Street Baptist?" Brother Montague asked. "Who will oversee that great work there? You know, they're still looking for an assistant pastor." "I believe God will provide someone to take over the church there," Pastor Richardson said. "God placed Jonathan upon my heart after he preached his first trial sermon there. I never shared that with anyone. I've just been praying about it, and I've had my eyes and ears on him and Monica. I'll be sharing that with the deacons at our next meeting." "That sounds good to me," Jonathan's father said. He then added with a chuckle, "Pastor Richardson, I've had a grand time serving God under you, but I tell you, I'm sure looking forward to serving under my son here at New Mount Zion. When you walk faithful with God, he blesses you even in ways you could never imagine," Pastor Richardson said. "Let me draw up the letter to send to Jonathan, as I feel time is of the essence now." Pastor Mooney, coming highly recommended from his former church in Washington State, preached a fiery but simple message titled, "Living the Simple Christian Life." He and his wife and children hit it off immediately with Jonathan and Monica. They all felt a kindred spirit as they fellowshiped together after services. He shared a similar vision for the church should he become its assistant pastor, as Jonathan had for Ninth Street Baptist. "We just love him and his family," Leanne and Anise shared with Jonathan, as did other members. "We don't need to have anyone else preach for us. We want Pastor Mooney. They're for real. I can tell he and his wife are one. I have never seen such well-behaved children." The deacons voted unanimously to have Pastor Mooney join their team there as assistant pastor. "He will preach again for us within another 2 weeks, and then we'll help him and his family as they take up residence here within a month's time," Jonathan shared with the church family, being fervent prayer for them and for things to go smoothly. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until the next time.